Well, today's episode on step-by-step guide for registration of registrar and share transfer agent. Sag RTA has shared tips for registration of registrar and share transfer agent. Registrar and transfer agent, or the registrar and share transfer agents, imply towards authorized institutions, panel with either NSDL or CDSL, depositories in India. They are built for the intention of maintaining the records and for the transfer of shares, giving full details, posing out as a liaison amid the issuer and the security holder, by way of dematerialization of securities. If you are looking at one reputed RTA service provider, then here is Sag RTA, registrar and share transfer agent, for you, which provides one of the best RTA services, and we are accredited by SEBI. So let's start. Get to know category-based registration. The application for registrations of registrar and transfer agent has might be the intention to build for any of the subsequent classes. First category, to serve as a registrar to an issuance share transfer agent. Or second category, to serve as a registrar to an issuer as a share transfer agent. Let's view steps of registration. An application via registrar to an issuant or share transfer agent for granting the certificate is needed to be furnished to SEBI Board in Form A with a non-refundable fee of 6 Indian rupees lakh for category I and 2 Indian rupees lakh for category 2. After receiving the receipt of the application, the board might think upon sorting the details so needed for considering the application for the grant of the certificate. The board shall recognize the mentioned in between providing the registration certificate. Owns the required infrastructure such as enough office space, equipment, and manpower to release entrusted activities. Experienced with 3 years in the past towards the activities. An individual directly or indirectly, might be relative or business partner as the case can be, associate through him must not be given registration through the board under the Act. Fulfills the capital adequacy needs to be specified. The capital adequacy needs will not be lower with respect to the net worth, paid up share capital slash value of capital furnished and free reserves. For admission, as depository participants with NSDL or, and CDSL, the threshold guidelines. For registration with CDSL. Regulation according to SEBI, depositories and participants. Regulations, 1993, and according to CDSL bylaws meeting the eligibility standards. For registration with NDSL. The stockbroker who poses the minimum net worth of Rs 10 crore. For the concern towards non-banking finance company, NBFC, and a registrar towards issue or share transfer agent, minimum net worth as per SEBI regulations will suffice. The tendency towards dematerialization of securities by corporates. The Ministry of Corporate Affairs, MCA, has taken the decision to raise the standards of the corporate governance system by posing out clarity and stopping the mischievous things like backdated issuance of shares and non-payment of share stamping duty that varies from state to state. Miscellaneous to consider towards registrar and transfer agent. The license can be cancelled by SEBI, which has been granted, besides acknowledging the guidelines so formed to be compliance to post permitting the concerned entity. The capital adequacy needs so provided above is to be maintained at all the time in the duration of initial enrollment. Registrar to an issuance share transfer agent that has been yielded a registration certificate so as to keep the imposition of registration is needed to furnish the fees for the same every 3rd year from 6th year expiry from the provided date of the registration certificate. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at ta.sageinfotech.com or call us at 0141-472-7374. Thanks for listening.